Ladies and gentlemen, homies and homies, guess who I got on the home me right now? My boy, D-Guy. What up, sir?
What up, Jay Will? How you feeling this evening, man?
Man, look, I'm so blessed to see you, to hear from you. I'm like, oh my God, I got D-Guy on the horn.
Oh, the pleasure's all mine, man. I want to thank you for the invitation. Yeah,
yes, sir. Yes,
ready
sir.
To have a good time with you, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So, tell the people where you're from.
Oh, I'm from Brooklyn, New York, originally. I moved out to Long Island for a little while, the wife of myself and my daughter. Then she got married and she moved to Pennsylvania or somewhere out there. Then we had to get a little closer, so I moved to Jersey. Then she moved a little further, and the wife said, we're not moving again. So I'm in Jersey right now.
Oh, okay.
So the grandson's grown, because we was trying to keep, well, I was trying to keep up with them. They're grown now. One soon to be 19, and the oldest is 21.
Oh, yeah. you got grand men.
Yeah, I'm 43. My daughter's going to be 43. I said 34. God, help me. Yeah. And I have a son-in-law. Yeah, he's a fine gentleman. So we just have the one daughter. Yeah.
Man, that's awesome, man. So, New York, home of the pizza.
You know, yeah, man, because I'm back and forth in New York because that's where the church is. I'm a member of Bishop Hezekiah Walker's church.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I played bass there for about a good 20-something years, maybe 26, 27. So then I traveled, I recorded with him, and I'm a deacon, trustee. So what I had to do was, you know, pass the mantle to one of the younger guys. So he plays all the time now, and I just feel him when he can't make it.
Yeah. You know what? It's hard for some people to do that. To pass the mantle.
Why you say that, Jay?
But, man, how long you been in the church?
Oh, man.
A long time, right?
I would say about 30 years.
So what I'm saying is, historically in churches, mm-hmm. people will continue to work the same job in a church and won't pass it on to somebody who has fresher ideas,
right?
That are younger. We just hold on to this stuff until they have to wheel me in the church and put my hands on the keyboard.
Oh,
man,
that's funny.
I can't play with one note. You know what I'm saying? It's very seldom you see people just, you know what? I'm going to step back and let the young fellas handle this.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I thank God, man, Jay, because I understand exactly what you're saying, and I've seen it, and it still, you know, happens today. But, you know, as for myself, I was the only bass player for maybe 15 years straight, and I was playing for five choirs and traveling,
man.
Because we had the church choir traveling, and then, you know, the bishop had the crusade choir, and they musician, bass player, decided that, you know, he had to do something else. So I was playing with them as well. So I was like just crammed with everything. And I did the best I could. Thank you, Jesus. And when things begin to overcrowd me after like 25 years, and then the young guys started coming around, I said, it's time, you know, it's really time to step down. And then you're trying to remember songs and, yeah.
Okay. That's maturity on your part. So, how did you get started in music?
Well, I started way back when I was 13 years old. And I seen a young man playing that was probably my age, if not younger, at the time. And I was impressed because he was around my age and he had older brothers and they knew how to play. So I asked my mother if she would buy me a bass guitar for Christmas.
Yeah.
And you know, you got to do good in school because, you know, if you don't do good in school, Christmas is like off.
Right.
So I did okay. So she brought me my first bass guitar at the age of 13. First song I learned was Papa Was a Rolling Stone.
There you go.
You know, I'm kind of like telling my age too, which is cool.
Yeah.
You know, I got a birthday coming up in September this month at, you know, the 28th. I'll be 64.
Hey, man, happy birthday, man. Congratulations.
Thank you, sir. So, you know, I played Papa Was a Rolling Stone for months. And my sisters, you know, my older sisters, they was like Will you please learn another song?
Yeah, man, family members be dogging you out, man. But hey, you do the best you can at that age, right? You know?
Yes.
So, yes. You're a songwriter.
Yes.
You've toured with Pastor Hayes.
Yes.
And the Crusade Choir. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure I heard some of them tours, man, with you on the bass and just didn't know who I was looking at. But anyway, you're a songwriter. How many projects do you have?
Oh, man. For myself, right now, I have, I believe it's like 6 songs that I released for myself. And I also, you know, played with other artists and wrote a couple of songs for them as well. And I had the opportunity to work on one of the songs with the Bishop. And I'm looking forward to doing, you know, some more things with him.
Yeah.
So I have my solo project out on iTunes and Amazon. Yeah, under D-Got. Yeah.
So let me tell you, I got a couple of your songs, but I do want to point out there's something wrong with your math. Because you say you got 6 songs out, and I don't have but 2 of them.
Well, you only have 2 of them?
Yeah, you only sent me 2 of them.
Oh, I only sent you 2. Well, forgive me. That's 2. Okay? I apologize for that.
Yeah.
We're like really, really good friends. So I'll definitely will be sending you the other ones as well.
Yeah, because I want people to hear you because I was sold and helped me to pray.
Okay.
Man, when I tell you, I was like, oh my God, this guy Sackett, he has such a flavorful, refreshing sound that's authentic to his personality.
Mm.
You know, it's a great song, man.
Oh, to God be the glory. And you know, I want to thank you. And, you know, I did it some years ago before I released it. And the lyrics came to me as I was in the booth like you do. And I just started, you know, singing some lyrics.
Yeah.
And it came to me, God was giving it to me like that. But I kind of got the idea from Larry Graham, you know, it's Sly and the Family Stone.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, the song fits you though.
God is good.
There's a couple of lines in there. Say you were there. I can't do it like you, man. You got like that.
Over there, yeah.
Yeah.
It's enough. There's something that I have to say.
Yeah, then you went, say.
Yeah, that was Sly, you know, back in the days, if you want me to stay.
Yeah. But man, you got like this bass, baritone, Barry White thing going on when you're singing. And I want people to hear your music.
I don't consider myself a great singer. So, you know, I felt good. And, you know, God blessed me with the voice that I have. So I said, let me just do me. Yeah. I wasn't trying to get out there and sound like anyone else other than myself. I thank God for that. But trust me, I would have did a terrible job.
You know what? We are our best selves when we act like ourselves.
You're right.
I can't. You know, my personality is different than probably most cats you've met because I'm J. Will. I'm different. You know, I'm unique. You know, I'm one of a kind, and D God is one of a kind.
Yeah, well, you're one of a kind too, Jay. I must say and commend you on that.
Well, I appreciate that, sir. But listen, so we can find your music on all digital platforms.
Yes, I have a one called "I Need a Miracle."
Yeah.
My first one was titled "Get My Praise On."
Oh, I need that one for real.
Yeah. Then I have that's kind of like an instrumental.
Yeah.
And it came about because you know, track 9 off of the Lovers Live CD. Track 9 is I don't know what they call it, shout music or church music, but you know, it's like what we call the Mashanda. And that's everybody getting they praise on as the Levites, you know, minister through music. So I said if you know, it's time for us to get our praise on as musicians.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when we playing, everyone is, you know, clapping, doing their little footsteps and, you know, running around. So that's how that idea came about. You know, it's time for the musicians to get their praise on. Yeah. And then I have another one called, entitled, A Test of Faith. I kind of did a rap on that because back in the days, you know, I did some rapping too. So yeah, Faith, yeah.
And that song is sweet too, man.
That song is sweet?
No, that song is sweet.
Oh, it's sweet. Oh, yeah. Again, praise God. Thank you, Jay. It was just, again, I played live bass on that and, you know, God gave me the idea. And it's, and people have to trust their faith, man, because the enemy is so tricky, man, and it's just the test.
Yeah, man. Let me tell you. I get a lot of music from a lot of people.
Right.
And I'm sure you do, too. We're going to get to that in just a minute. Because I want to talk about your radio show.
Okay.
You know, it's easy when you listen to a lot of people's music to drift off into those styles.
Right.
But as much music as you hear and as many people as you hear from, the D-Got style is the D-Got style.
Amen.
You can't refute that. And that's why I love your music so much, because it's you,
right?
It's not Pastor Hezekiah,
right?
It's not Bishop Walker. Let me be correct. It's not okay. Bishop Walker. Because you played with him all these years, you've toured with him, but your sound is not like his, and I can appreciate that,
right? And he has a pretty you know unique sound itself.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You can actually tell when a bishop does something because he's unique and he's been like that for a long time. You know, it kind of rubbed off in me, you know, and, you know, I thank God for his ministry and, you know, everything he's taught us. And, you know, we definitely pray for him all the time. Yeah. So, you know, God also put in my spirit, Gospel House.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I have 2 Gospel House tracks out.
Oh, I need those.
Yeah, yeah. One is called Thank You.
Yeah.
And the second one is called, what's the second one called? Just Believe.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's called Just Believe. And that one I kind of like did a tribute to Colonel Abrams. Yeah.
Okay.
Back in the days. Yeah. I'm doing my deacon thing right now, so that doorbell you hear.
Yes, sir.
You know, the musicians coming in because they want to do their rehearsal tonight.
No, you good.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. So I'm sure you're gonna get that in your audio.
No, it's all right. It's adding special effects.
Yeah. So yeah, I dedicated it to Colonel Abrams that did the house tracks back in the days. I'm sure you heard of him.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So Just Believe is kind of like going like it kind of like to me his style, but I'm still the guy, and there's no way I can duplicate the Colonel.
Oh right.
You kind of get an idea of, you know, what he used to do.
Yes, sir. So let's talk about your gospel show.
Okay.
Let's talk about your radio show.
I have 3 networks that I work with for my show.
Okay.
It's Gospel Praise Mixdown.
Yes, sir.
Your host, D God. Yes.
So
yes.
How did you come up with that show?
Oh man, the young lady that brought it to my attention wanted me to do like the love gospel night show, you know, with the voice. And I'm like, well, there's not really a lot of love gospel songs out there. So I prayed about it. And then God said, go back to her and tell her that you would like to introduce Gospel House and mix Gospel House music.
Yeah.
And I said, okay. But I was like not really impressed you know, with Gospel House. But now I'm beginning to learn and appreciate gospel, country, rock, reggae, calypso, gospel. If you doing it, it's gospel, it's praising God, send it to me. Yeah. We'll get it on the air, and especially if it's independent. So she went for the idea, and, you know, we kind of worked with the name, and we came up with the gospel praise mixdown with your host, V. God. And unfortunately, things didn't work out with her. So I again prayed, and a young lady by the name of Kelly Leach, she reached out to me, and then she also asked two other networks to get involved. So three networks picked up my show. Awesome. And it comes on every Saturday evening. Every Saturday evening. One is at 7, the second one is at 9, and the last one is at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I do independent artists, and they get their music played. Some may have airplay and have other stations playing, but I love to play those that don't get no airplay, and they're looking for airplay. So when they hear their song the first time on the radio, they can say, "Thank you, Jesus. I had my song on the radio, now I feel good."
Yeah. So what networks are those, in case the people want to tune in?
Okay, the first one I come on at 7 is Music Lovers, and that's with Kelly Leach, Music Lovers. And the second one that come on at 9 is True Vine Radio. And the one that come on at 10, the last one, is Let's Talk to the Lord Radio. And all of those links you can find if you look me up on Facebook under the Gospel Praise Mixdown. I always, you know, put up my links. And also, you can follow me on YouTube under Got Music. I use Got Music on Instagram as well. Okay. And Dwayne Got. You know, I just cut Dwayne Got short and said D Got. So you can search for me, you know, on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and I'll be able to share all my links.
Okay. So yeah. If the people want to send you their music, how can they do that?
Oh, that's great. So it's Got, G-O-T-T, Music, M-U-S-I-C, Bass, B-A-S-S, @gmail.com. So that's gotmusicbass@gmail.com. And they can send me their music, and I'll love to hear from them.
Now, I'm going to do a plug-in for you. Ladies and gentlemen, send him a mastered MP3.
Hey, Jay, look, man, I'm glad you said that. And you definitely receive a lot of music yourself. But, you know, the truth be told, you have to have quality, you know, when you send your tracks. You just can't push play on a recorder and sing. You have to, you know, have some mastering done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You gotta get some mastering done to that project. Hey, but yeah, man. So I wanna deviate from that. Ladies and gentlemen, check out his show, and you got the email address. Go ahead and send him your music track. He's a fine brother, and he's got a lot going on, but he's faithful and he's diligent. And he's just a great guy. So I'm going to deviate. Let's talk about some setbacks or some pitfalls. Since you've been, you know, a musician and a songwriter for so long, tell me about some pitfalls that you've had, some disappointing times.
Wow. Well, I'll start with when you reach out to other artists and musicians to help you on your project, and either they say they don't have the time, and they say, okay, I do have the time, and they never come through, and you find yourself by yourself. And then you say, well, Lord, you blessed me with some talent. I'm just going to go ahead and do what I can do. And I would love for other musicians to collaborate and lay down some organs, some piano, even some bass players could come and play some bass lines. But that's kind of like one of the setbacks that I experienced. You know, it's kind of disappointing, and you know, it can become depression. So you kind of have to be careful and pat yourself on the back and say, you know, I'm going to continue moving forward because God put it in me, and it definitely has to be heard. And other ones is like, you know, when you feel that you should be further than you are, yeah. And God got you, and then you kind of like lose patience with yourself and God's timing. I'm sure a lot of us do that. So that can kind of like make you feel like, wow, is this all worth it? Like, why are we still doing it? So that's kind of like a setback. But then you have to encourage yourself. Yes, God's in control.
You know,
this race is not given to the swift nor the strong.
It's endurance.
Yes.
It's endurance. And I just want to go back. What you're saying is so true. You try to collaborate with other musicians,
mm-hmm.
that are quote unquote, and I use this term loosely, that are farther along than we think we are.
Right.
And I've found that a lot of those musicians don't want to collaborate or put you off is because you're really running down the same field as they're running on,
mm-hmm.
and you're neck and neck.
Mm-hmm.
And they're trying to get a step ahead. So they won't help you. They won't help you, man. You when you said that, I was like, man, is this guy been reading my music diary? And it's a shame that we have to be like that, because mm-hmm. none of these gifts were created on our own.
Right.
They're gifts from God. And so give it to us to share with people.
Right.
You know, so, you know, and then you stepped into the encouragement part, telling people to just keep going.
Right.
Keep enduring, man. That's beautiful, man. I appreciate you, bro.
To God be the glory, man. I appreciate you right back. Yes, sir.
Now we're going to the other side. Tell me about the most exciting time being a musician that you had.
Oh, man. I love performing.
Yeah.
I kind of like did that when I, in my teenage years, we did all types of engagements, man, and block parties and, you know, just having fun and entertaining. So I love to perform, and traveling with Bishop Hezekiah Walker, man, it just opened up like a whole new world for me, because I always wanted to get on that tour, like Kool & the Gang, Earth, Wind & Fire, blah, blah, blah. But doing the gospel thing, once I, you know, crossed over, and I'm glad I did, thank God, because, you know, he pulled me, and I got to meet, you name him, you name him, because you know, Bishop is well known, yeah. internationally. So, I mean, I went to Japan, Africa. We did some local things, and the first concert I did with him, I met Kirk Franklin.
Oh yeah,
the very first concert, and I wasn't really looking forward to doing the concert. It's just that my good friend Rezzy Parker couldn't make it. So they called me up and said, you have to do this engagement because Reggie can't make it. I'm like, me? I said, I'm just a church bass player. They said, no, we're going to sing the songs. So they sent me the songs, and I had the song list, you know, How Much You Could Bear, Second Chance, Clean Inside. So, yeah, that was one of the most, you know, exciting moments for me, standing right there. Kirk Franklin came as we watching. Who was it? Ricky Dillon and Donald Lawrence and the female Yolanda Adams. They were performing before us, and here comes Kirk. Man, that, from then on, you know, the rest was like a beautiful thing. And I don't want to make this too long, but as you know, we travel, and sometimes we hear people going, "There he is, there he is," and we looking for "There he is." But the "there he is our bishop.
Yeah.
And we were like, Bishop, I think they talking about you. And they'd be like, yeah. And they'd come over and say, can we get your autograph? So it's like, to us, Bishop was like one of us.
Yeah.
Until the people run up on him for an autograph, and then we realize, oh, yeah, we went to celebrity.
Man, that's some exciting stuff, though. I mean, isn't it amazing how God will set you up to be in the right place for who you need to be with?
Yes.
Man.
And let me tell you, man, I was in IHOP with a friend of mine, him and I. You know, he looks at me like a bigger brother. And these two gentlemen comes in, and they start talking about they want to send music to a radio station because they want to start this gospel hip-hop thing for the street, blah, 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 blah. So then I got to talking with them because I have a studio. And they said, yeah, we go to Bishop Hezekiah Walker's church. And I was like, well, I never heard of Bishop Hezekiah Walker. This is like back in 1996, around there. And they said, yeah, come on down to the church, blah, 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 blah. So when I went to the church for the first time, after the young men invited me, and I just happened to be in the right place at the right time because they didn't have a bass player at the time.
Wow.
And then our drummer, Jeffrey Leslie, said, hey, man, you know, we heard you play bass, bring the bass down, learn these tracks, and, you know, come on down and sit in. And it all just happened from there.
Wow.
Isn't that something?
Man.
Isn't that something?
Eating some breakfast and got a gig.
I gave wow. IHOP too, huh? That's one of my favorite restaurants.
Yeah, man. You know, I used to eat IHOP all the time, but I had to leave all them carbs alone, man.
Yeah, trust me, so have I.
I had to leave the carbs alone. But listen, you know, I appreciate what you have. Tell the people how to get their music to you one more time.
Okay. Now, email me at GotMusicBass. That's my last name, Got, G-O-T-T, Music, M-U-S-I-C, and the bass that I play, B-A-S-S, @gmail.com. That's GotMusicBass @gmail.com. Yes, yeah, send your music, send it.
Yes, sir. All right, I thank you for tuning in to the J. Will Gospel Show. Take your time to listen to the interview I did with D. Gott, who is the former bass player for Bishop Hezekiah Walker, and he has a gospel radio show called The Gospel Mixdown. Hey, his brother got some things going. He's on three different networks on Saturdays, and he's got some things popping. But listen, don't forget to check out my shows on It's All Gospel Radio. It's allgospelradio.com. I'm on Sundays at 10 a.m. PST, 12 p.m. CST, and 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm on Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Central, and 7 p.m. Eastern Time. And don't forget to send me that new music that you have. LeeWillTheLetterJ@gmail.com. And if you have any questions...
Billy Ray.